Okay. So today the name of my presentation is The Burden of Treatment, Perceived Injustice in Sickle Cell Disease. So this following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation hasn't existed during the past 12 months, and there are no relationships to disclose. So before I begin, I want to explain what is perceived injustice. Perceived injustice refers to the perceived untreatment that an individual receives from someone that is deemed important or significant, such as a friend, spouse, employer, or doctor. Sickle cell disease as a model of perceived injustice. So for perceived injustice, it is not traditionally used to describe healthcare, but it has become an institution of perceived discrimination. In the healthcare setting, perceived injustice has been primarily used concerning sleep disorders, pain, and other medical conditions. Sickle cell disease is a good example because patients living with sickle cell disease make an ideal population for studying perceived injustice because they have a lifelong illness that causes unpredictable, disabling, and other severe complications, which also causes them to have frequent encounters with healthcare providers. Connections to stress. Stress causes red blood cells to sickle, which can eventually lead to a sickle cell crisis. Considering the factors such as lifelong pain, which is associated with having sickle cell disease, the perception of unfair treatment may become a source of stress for patients, which can initiate and or intensify their pain. Over the summer, my research that I learned was conducted at the University of Illinois Sickle Cell Center by Dr. Miriam Inswanza et al., and she conducted a study using a questionnaire with a sample of 52 adults from the university-affiliated comprehensive sickle cell clinic that were between the ages of 20 and 70 years old. Most patients were African-American descent, female, and 48 patients reported having a high school diploma or higher. 39 patients completed the questionnaire at the sickle cell clinic. 9 patients completed the questionnaire before being discharged after an acute pain episode, and 4 patients completed their questionnaire at home and returned them via mail or at their next clinic visit. The questionnaire consisted of a 20-item tool which measured unfair treatment on 4 domains: procedural injustice, distributive injustice, interpersonal injustice, and informational injustice on a 1 to 5 scale, with 1 being of a small extent and 5 being on a larger extent. The results of the study, was shown that patients who reported perceived injustice were also more likely to report greater perceived stress and pain. The authors also concluded that healthcare providers should be aware of their attitudes, behaviors, and patients' perceptions of them during clinical encounters. Also, hurried patient-provider interactions, even from a provider that means well, can be perceived as injustice on all 4 domains. Seeking care and perceived injustice. Perceived injustice can be used to explain a different experience of sickle cell patients when receiving treatment. Perceived injustice can also be seen through things such as racism, being labeled as drug-seeking, and long extended wait times for treatment, such as in emergency rooms. Personal testament. Today, I didn't want to share just my personal story of having sickle cell disease, but I just wanted to bring real-life quotes that myself and other patients have experienced. The first one is, it's a black disease. As from Gabrielle's presentation, we've seen that it also affects other ethnic groups. But the question with this is, it's not a black disease, but that African Americans have been the one that have experienced the stigma of sickle cell disease. The next one is, I've been asked, how do you know you have sickle cell when the tests are given at birth? But also, oh, you know needles. Also from an insurance company rep, it was stated, if you're not dying, then it's not covered. Oftentimes, with Affordable Care Act, you go into emergency room visits, and the good thing about the UIC sickle cell clinic is that they do provide an acute care center, which can avoid longer emergency room visits. But when seeking care, a lot of patients won't go because it's not sure if that'll be covered. So you are forced to decide if you want to experience an 8-hour emergency room visit versus being taken care of in 2 hours. And another time is an emergency room visit, a patient in disbelief after being diagnosed with cancer at another hospital was tested for cancer again while waiting for assistance in severe pain during an 8-hour emergency room visit. This is just my reference. Any questions?
Yeah. Is anyone? Yeah, there's a question there.
Yeah.
I have a question about the questionnaire. Did you guys develop it, or is it for the questionnaire the questions are readily available in other sources to find the
Are you asking if the person who conducted the study developed it? Yes, she did conduct the questions of the study. She didn't go into detail about what exactly the questions were, but she did state that as a part of the study that they came up with the questionnaire. But, I mean, to give a sense of what the questions consisted of, it was just asking patients how their care reflected their treatment, and also how if they felt that on a 1 to 5 scale, if that treatment intensified pain.
Was that person here at the university?
Yes.
And just to expand on the answer, mm-hmm. I think that Dr. Edwards, she did develop a questionnaire, so it's not that she adopted from a research study.
Okay.
She said that she actually developed a question based on the folks who were from the
question. Has there been any education as far as like with the patient regarding the different stereotypes and stigmas that are out there? You know, because you mentioned that mm-hmm. patients don't want to come and they'll actually decide to deal with the pain as opposed to coming because they don't want to deal with the labels or the stigmas that may be out there regarding
the So are you asking me, are stigmas taught?
No, I'm asking, like, is there like an education to say, you know, you shouldn't worry about this, you shouldn't concern yourself with this, you know, you need to seek help mm-hmm. because if you don't, there's no reason for you to have to actually endure this pain, you know, the people within this mm-hmm. art center, we understand, and you don't have to worry about that being an issue for you.
I can't answer, I mean, there's no universal educational mechanism that I know of, but I can say in my experience with sickle cell disease, I have not experienced where you learn and you seek the importance of knowing that your health care is more important than your experiences. A lot of times you will see that people with sickle cell, they suffer more when they don't have good support systems, and I've been fortunate to have that. But I will say that stigmas aren't taught their experience. So you're not aware of, before this research experience, I didn't know that there was a word for what I have been experiencing all my life. But so people do not know. If there was anyone in the room today, they might be able to say, oh, okay. So they put a word for what I go through on a daily basis when trying to receive care. So no, there would be a good idea so people can understand that your health is more important than the stigma such as racism and being labeled as a drug addict.
Or even like maybe an education for, you know, some of the employees, and it may not necessarily be for the employees at the university, mm-hmm. you know, in our center, but it might be something that could be developed that we could, you know, start nationally, mm-hmm. you know, to put out to other people to say, you know, this is a pamphlet to educate your staff, you know, as far as, you know, this is how you deal with this, and or this is how you address these patients. Because oftentimes, some staff are not culturally sensitive to mm-hmm. some things that we...
Yeah, and I do agree.
We try to record in services with the emergency room.
Okay.
And I'm only doing this where most of the patients are, where they have them in the hospital. So primarily, if you want to see them on 8 West and 7 East. So we try to make sure that we do these quarterly education type of in services so that there is some cultural competency of what the disease entails and an explanation medically of why they they didn't ever train doctors to work with sickle cell patients because it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't seen to be some young childhood. So there's not a lot of doctors trained or know about the disease itself because it haven't been taught in the medical field. Because there is a disease that they're looking at and they're not going to last.
You think that's still the case? So today, like that, there's still
positions
out there that are uneducated.
Yes, I was just about to say, being uneducated makes you a victim of not understanding. In emergency room settings, you'll also often see people who think that, okay, the number one thing to check for to just administer pain medicine, but not ask, you know, and when you know what type of medicine works for you, which would break the crisis, then you come into being labeled as drug seeking because you've been living with a chronic illness, so you start to know. But yes, it's many health professionals that would just, okay, let's do what we can to get them out of here, and won't come back and check on you and await, okay, the medicine gonna kick in. I've myself experienced a time where I wasn't even told what was administered to me. The pain subsided, but allergic reaction happened, and which led to a much more serious experience. So yes, lack of understanding does lead to perceived injustice in healthcare providers, not understanding and being, I always say that people should be more educated on sickle cell disease. As a healthcare provider, you should want to be educated on every perspective, every health, if you're especially in an emergency room setting where you're trained to help people who come in with different illnesses. I saw another hand.
I have my hand up. I just wondered about maybe educating clinicians, because it sounds like, I mean, perceived
the
problem,
people aren't even aware that that's something that they're doing. Is there any way primary care can help in this situation?
You know, for the most part, patients with sickle cell disease, the hematologists are seen as, you know, their primary doctor. So many patients don't have a PCP per se, internal medicine or family medicine, because they form this bond between this perceived injustice, they don't trust other healthcare providers. They know that this hematologist is going to do everything that they can to take care of the sickle cell disease and the complications that come along with it. And to establish that trust in another provider, it's hard to get the patients to do that, even just for like immunization or something. You know, I'm not going to my hematologist is going to do this, so yeah.
Also, I'm not going to deal with it. I have a person attacked it because I lost my mother. And for the insurance purposes, they don't, you have to go off what they prescribe you. So, for example, my cousin, she's 8 years old, she had it. She's had half a lung walking around with oxygen tank at 8 years old because the severity of the disease had kept her body because of the uneducated doctors. She wanted to go to the sickle cell doctor, but she lived in a whole different city. So she had to come to Chicago just to go to the hospital to get proper care for her child. Because where she lives at, the doctor is not aware. He said in her face, looked up, or we Googled sickle cell disease and how to do it in front of her face. They're not aware. Most people seek care at not only at the college, but at a counseling center. They get more treatment at a counseling center than they do at a primary physician. So it's not really looked at. That's why we try to bring awareness to it, because in the medical world, it's not really seen as important as it should be. Because there's no way that someone should have to go to a counseling center to get seek care, or not only that, drive 2.5 hours, 3 hours away just to seek proper care for the disease that they have to deal with.
And just going off what Shonda said, I'm glad you asked that question about primary care, because as Gabby brought up, with the Affordable Care Act, you are forced to have a relationship with your primary doctor, even if you do not want to, because sickle cell also affects the multi-organ system. So you need a primary care doctor to send you referrals to get x-rays or MRIs. So the lack of connection is a stressful time, and that's, I would say that primary care has been the most, besides the emergency room, has been the time where I have seen perceived injustice at the highest level, because of the fact that you don't come here, you're just coming here to get a referral, then they want to go through, well, why are you on this and why are you on that and why do you need me if you don't come here? So, and I saw another hand.
And we'll make this the last one. We'll bring up Ms. King, and then we can continue our, you know, Q&A after her talk.
Yes, I do know other patients who experience what you said your husband experienced. I myself would say that my mother is my biggest advocate when I'm going through this.
Where's mom?
She's right there. Yeah, so she's my biggest advocate because, I mean, when you're in pain and you're delirious and you're thinking, okay, my life is in their hands, you don't want to say, but at the same time, you need to know your rights to be taken care of. And so for me also, I would say that in the hospital setting, my biggest advocate, Ms. King, she's the sickle cell center social worker. So I know that if it's ever a time I could tell her anything, and she would put her foot down and make sure that I'm taken care of immediately. So I would say that I'm not sure if every hospital is fortunate enough to have that. And I will say that where you seek care for sickle cell is very important. And I'm not just saying this because I am affiliated with UIC, but I will say that they have one of the best sickle cell clinics that I have thus far been to. And I've been to many primary care doctors who aren't really educated on sickle cell and seem to get frustrated because they can't cure my ailment that has been led to sickle cell. But I mean, these doctors will sit down and figure it out. And even if they can't figure it out, they'll make sure that you're comfortable and well taken care of.
Thank you. Let's give her a hand. Great talk.